The East Yancey Sewer Project has been a long, drawn-out process, but as Yancey Commission Chairman John Renfro says, they're very near getting it started.
The East Yancey Sewer Project continues to move along pretty well. There are about six folks that we have to deal with on right-of-ways. We have had to redesign the sewer project in a couple of areas to accommodate specific property owners who had requested that, for one reason or the other, the sewer line be relocated on their property. We have tried to accommodate every property owner who has asked for a modification in where the sewer line is going. The redesign has been completed at this time. Hopefully this project can get started in the near future. This has been a sort of a long, drawn-out process, but we are very near getting it started. This project was funded a couple of years ago in a rural center grant, and since that time we've picked up additional grant funds to help finish the project. This sewer project will extend to Micahville and service the Hickory Springs Manufacturing Plant and Taylor Togs. Hopefully this will create more jobs, particularly with the Hickory Springs plant. They've tried to expand a few times in the past, were unable to do so because of sewer constraints. Hopefully this will help them out a lot. In addition, there are a number of properties along this route that are unsuitable for standard septic tank systems. And this will give these folks an opportunity to build on their property or to develop their land as they can. This should improve water quality in Little Crabtree Creek. There have been a number of sewer systems along the creek that have been identified as leaking or no longer functioning properly. So in addition to the economic development side of the situation, this should improve water quality in the South Toe in general.
John Renfro is the chairman of the Yancey County Commission. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.